105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the BizConnect, a radio show with myself, Martin White, and as always, two super guests, one of which isn't in the studio today, sadly, but he will be appearing live on Zoom later on the show. But we do have the absolutely fabulous and gorgeous Kirsty Budden with us from Discovery Park. Kirsty, welcome to the show.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you here today. You've come all the way down from Ebbsfleet, I believe.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And I guess you're driving around the coast to Discovery Park after the show, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, fabulous. Great. So we're going to be talking, obviously, all things Discovery Park today. We're also going to be talking about a fabulous new collaboration between Discovery Park and Barclays Eagle Labs, which is a fantastic new co-working facility situated down at Discovery Park. And Sam Hobbs is going to be joining us for the second part of the show to talk all about that. So do stay with us. We've got hopefully some interesting startup and scale up stage business advice for you on the show today. What we're going to do now is play a little bit of music, and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the BizConnect, a radio show today. As I said before the break, we've got the fabulous Kirsty Budden with us in the studio live. Kirsty works at Discovery Park in Sandwich. Kirsty, it's great to see you today. Lovely to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Let's start, if we can, please, by telling the listener a little bit about Discovery Park. Some people may not have heard of Discovery Park. Where are you, first and foremost, and what is it you actually do?
Sure, absolutely. So Discovery Park is one of the largest science, technology and innovation centres in the UK, based in Sandwich. We're set across 220 acres of parkland. The site is roughly about 1.6 million square foot. So just to put that in perspective, it's the size of roughly 20 UK football pitches. So we're a huge site, offering laboratories for science, research and development. We have offices of varying sizes, co-working space, warehousing, manufacturing facilities and land for development as well. And on the site, we have currently just over 150 tenants, ranging from startup businesses through to globally recognised corporates, employing around 3,500 people on the site. And there's a real diverse mix of businesses. So science and technology are very much at its core, but there's a lot of businesses there that support and complement those industries and feed into a really thriving ecosystem down at the park.
Mm. And it really is diverse, isn't it? Because, I mean, you've got everything from a sort of a biomass kind of heat an energy plant there, through to Grow Up Farms, who I know are in the news at the moment because they're starting to supply salad products on the supermarket shelves. So you're going to have a Grow Up Farm opening up soon for business.
Yeah, they're already there with their vertical farming, producing lettuce and tomatoes, I believe. Yeah,
so we'll never run out of those again. I saw something in the news yesterday about a cucumber that had been grown at another in-house facility in Thanet, who will remain nameless, and they supply to one of the big food supermarkets, and this cucumber had found its way all the way to Singapore and was being sold at £2.50 equivalent on the shelves at this particular food retailer in Singapore. So food really is a global business, but hopefully we won't have any shortages moving forwards with Grow Up Farms. But I guess, as you said, you know, kind of life sciences, the history of Discovery Park is in the kind of science-based community, isn't it? And I know you're still doing work now to kind of bring, business space, laboratory space, kind of back up to scratch, if you like, to make it available for businesses as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sandwich has got a huge heritage for science and Pfizer. Mm. We're famously on the site since, I think, 1954, and they're still very much a key tenant. at Discovery Park, but what we're doing now is really opening that up, our tenant base, to have more businesses on site. But science and technology really is the focus, and we've just opened some brand new modern labs. So we've got a lot to offer science and technology community.
Yeah, and the beauty, I think, of what you've got is, you know, clearly. You can offer everybody something, whether you're a kind of a small micro single person startup, you know, through to perhaps you need a 2 or 3 person office, through to, you know, kind of scale up businesses that are really kind of growing quite quickly. You've got something that kind of caters for everybody, haven't you, really?
That's it. And as I mentioned, the scale of the site is huge, and I think you can't appreciate how impressive the infrastructure is until you're actually on site and see that. But yeah, we've got absolutely the space for businesses to start there and scale there, and without having to move their operations, which is key and really important.
Yeah, you could even live there now, I think, as well, couldn't you? Because you've got a hotel, you've got a travel lodge.
We have. I don't know if you want to live in the travel lodge, but yeah, we've got the travel lodge on site, and hopefully in the future we can bring some residential forward so that people can live on site.
Right. So a bit like the sort of King's Hill kind of setup, you know, work-life kind of facility. Yeah, amazing.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your role, Kirsty, because as you say, Discovery Park's obviously been, trading, as an entity in its own right for some time now. Why head of marketing now for Discovery Park? Why is it an important time for someone like you to come on board and actually drive the marketing function as opposed to, you know, sales or business development, for example?
Sure. So I think it's because there's been so much happening over the park over the last couple of years. We've opened up, as I said, some brand new modern lab space. We've invested in bringing Barclays to the site, and I know you're going to speak to Sam later to tell you a bit more about what we offer there. We're working a lot more closely with the universities now to understand what that pipeline of talent can bring to businesses. And we've introduced our own investment fund, Discovery Park Ventures, where we're investing in innovative early stage life science companies. So there's lots happening over the past 2 years, and I think now's the time to tell everyone about it. I think we've not been using that opportunity to tell everyone and also bring people to Kent because there is a lot going on, and there's, you know, it's an exciting place to do business.
Yeah, so I guess ultimately there's a need to kind of create a brand and a story around that brand in terms of what Discovery Park is all about on a kind of global stage, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. So I'm currently looking at what our messaging is. I mean, we've been Discovery Park for the past 10 years. Mm. I've gone in and seen that, you know, is our message really reflective of the vision of the park, you know, the businesses we want to attract. So, you know, my role really is to develop that brand and marketing strategy for the site, lead on the implementation, looking at how we present the park, really understanding our customers and what their needs and wants are, their challenges, and tailoring that message and our offering to ensure that we can attract the right businesses and give them what they need.
That's interesting, isn't it? So it's a twofold kind of role. One is, you know, you're conscious of the fact that you're competing with, you know, perhaps London, Oxfordshire based, that kind of golden triangle kind of life science community in terms of the need to attract some of those businesses down to East Kent. But at the same time, you know, a key part of your role is going to make sure that once they're there, that they're happy being there and that they can, you know, continue to attract the right talent, I guess, ultimately to kind of grow their business as well.
Definitely. So, I mean, the Golden Triangle, which is London, Oxford and Cambridge, kind of centred around the key universities there, you know, are known as the kind of cluster of life science. But what we want to do is change that perception to show that there is actually more to science out, you know, in the regions and outside of that Golden Triangle. And, you know, we're not far from London. We're an hour. We've got the Thanet Parkway station opening in May, which will reduce the commute to under an hour. So, you know, we've got lots of key messages and great messages about why you should kind of live and work in Kent.
We've got easy access to Europe. We've got the airport, which is now back online, I think, as an airport, as opposed to anything else. So there really is huge, huge opportunity for businesses to kind of relocate, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's... we've got such a great quality of life as well. So there's obviously the kind of cheaper operating cost from London to Kent, as you can imagine. But it is just a great place to live and work. And we have got that talented workforce that we want to keep in Kent. And we want to, create high value jobs for local people rather than, them feeling the need to go into London, where, businesses, can come out to Kent. And there is actually a lack of space in London and the Golden Triangle at the moment. And I think that's our kind of window of opportunity to say innovation shouldn't stall because there isn't the space at the moment to facilitate and house these innovative companies. So think outside the box. Think actually just an hour away. You've got this great place to live and work. And, we've got all the support structure and infrastructure that businesses need to really thrive. Mm.
Well, it is happening. We are getting noticed. I was strolling around Ramsgate on Saturday with my wife. We were out for a walk and I bumped into Kwasi Kwarteng and his family. So we're definitely getting noticed and people are definitely paying attention to, effectively what is a much more interesting and powerful lifestyle, kind of work-life balance kind of proposition, I think, ultimately for people. So, fantastic. Good. Kirsty, we're going to leave it there for the minute. We're going to play a bit of music. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the specifics that are on offer down at Discovery Park in terms of, access to startup zone workspace, for example. But also, crucially, some of the events and the other things that you do for the tenant community on site as well. So I'd like to explore some of that if we can. So do stay with us and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the BizConnect radio show today. We're delighted. We've got two super guests with us, as always. We have Kirsty Budden, Head of Marketing at Discovery Park, who we've just been talking to. And we're also going to have Samuel Hobbs from Barclays Eagle Labs on the second part of the show today. Sam's going to be joining us via Zoom. But Kirsty, I'd like to carry on where we finished, really, in the first part of the show. And that was talking about, as well as attracting businesses into Sandwich, into Discovery Park from the Golden Triangle, the kind of the Cambridge, London, kind of Oxford area. Another key part of your role is obviously looking after the tenants who are already there. And you mentioned you've got roughly 150 businesses on site now. Just tell us, what does that actually look like in terms of tenant value add on the ground, as it were? What do you actually do for tenants once they're kind of resident at Discovery Park?
Sure. So, retention of tenants is absolutely so important, just as important, if not more, than acquisition. But, very much part of our DNA at Discovery Park is to offer more than just space and, creating that environment for businesses to succeed. So, because their success is really the only way we're successful, because we want them to innovate and grow and we want to facilitate that as best we can. So becoming a tenant at Discovery Park, as you say, we've got the space for a business from very startup who wants that desk space through to large scale manufacturing facilities or a large scale office. So we really have got that space for businesses of all sizes, and in terms of the support that we can offer, we have Barclays, as we're going to talk about, for them to really help with, mentoring, connecting people through to their investor network and their business support network. We've got a skills hub on site who are bridging that gap between academia and industry and helping businesses find those right skills and talent for their business, whether that's through apprenticeship schemes or work placements, and working really closely with the universities, as I say, to really build that future pipeline, and also we kind of work with schools as well, and go back to very much from the school to the science park, because we it's important that we get those STEM education in early to make sure that we've got those innovators of the future kind of lined up and we've got the space for Discovery Park for them.
Fantastic. So on that kind of bridging, as you say, that kind of that gap between business and education, and making sure that school leavers drivers are more readily prepared for life at work, ultimately.
And that they've got a job to go into,
yes.
and they've got somewhere to go to in Kent. You know, they haven't got to go to London. You know, if they're Kent-based, they haven't got to go and travel into Kent and do that, travel into London and do that commute, when we've got, you know, so many great businesses in Kent.
Absolutely.
And you know, a great platform and a great infrastructure to keep them here and to create those highly skilled jobs.
Yeah, but on a grassroots level, in terms of you know, supporting tenants as well, I know you do a lot of tenant networking. You have regular sort of networking events. There's one, I think, this Thursday, for example. I mean, I know because obviously I'm based at Discovery Park, and I'm doing a brief presentation. So again, you foster that kind of that collaboration and that kind of networking directly, don't you, by facilitating those kind of events.
That's it. Collaboration is key. You know, it's not just come into Discovery Park, sit in an office, don't talk to anyone, or sit in your office, close the door. You know, it's very much being around like-minded people, learning, transferring knowledge, talking, and we try to facilitate those opportunities and bring people together as much as possible.
Yeah.
So we have, I think, bi-monthly coffee and connect mornings where we, you know, lay on breakfast and get people to kind of chat and network over those. We've got the tenant meeting, as you say, next week, which gives people the platform to introduce themselves to other tenants. We've got a tenant LinkedIn group where, you know, people can talk and share ideas or share what they're doing in their business. So there's lots that we're trying to do to facilitate that collaboration.
There's a business directory, isn't there, and a newsletter, and
so there's lots, because you know, it's building that ecosystem where people can learn, can work together. And you know, we've got some really great co-working spaces. That the Barclay space is brilliant for, you know, having that real high energy of businesses kind of talking and you know, understanding what each other are doing and kind of joining forces and collaborating where they can.
So I just want to talk about you know, kind of the office space at kind of entry level, because you have got an incredible offer on at the moment. I think it's valid until the end of July, Lauren was telling me the other day. So so you have a startup zone, you obviously have the Barclays Eagle Lab as well. They look and feel slightly different, but nevertheless they're both geared towards, you know, single person businesses, for example, that have outgrown the third bedroom at home or whatever it might be. And that's available, I believe, from just, is it £99 a month plus VAT? I mean, that's an incredible deal, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. So we've got the startup zone, which is £99 per plus VAT per individual taking a space. So that's probably more of a quiet zone. You know, people that just want that desk space, want to kind of get on with their work. Then we've got the co-working space, the Eagles Lab, which is you know, really modern. We've got some really nice kind of furniture and
comfy
meeting
chairs,
rooms,
coffee machine.
There, coffee machine, free tea and coffee, free snacks. You've got, you know, kind of private booths to kind of work on your own or to make private telephone calls. But there is that real energy there. There's a bit of music playing in the background lightly. So there is a buzz about things in that co-working space, and it is a really nice place. And that's we're doing a trial offer for people to just trial that space for £99 until July, as you say.
Yeah.
But you know, from July onwards, that's £250 plus VAT in that space. But that's free tea and coffee, free snacks, and the wraparound care from Barclays, which you know is really important. Now Barclays supporter can support all of our tenants on site. So whether you are a startup or through to the corporate businesses, but being based within the Barclays Eagle Lab gives you that wraparound support, and you know, interaction with the relationship manager, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
Well, we won't steal too much of Sam's thunder, because obviously he's going to talk about that in a few minutes. But the other thing I wanted to talk about, we mentioned kind of tenant events, but you also obviously have some very high profile external events as well. I know you've got a sustainability expo happening on the 23rd of March, for example. So it's not just you know, business office space, it's an event space as well, isn't it, Chris? Crucially, and that's Scarlett and her team, I guess, running all of that side of things. So
So we've got a large event space at Discovery Park in the Gateway, and we, as you say, the event in March is the Energy and Technology Sustainability Expo. We've got some really great speakers that are coming in to talk around the money, infrastructure, skills and technology needed to work towards that goal of net zero. So we do attract some really high class speakers and you know, big big name speakers. Yeah. So
Cummins are obviously based on site. They're going to be giving a talk, aren't they?
Yes.
But but the key thing about that is it's open to all businesses. It's not just a closed shop in this particular instance. It's an expo that's happening at Discovery Park, and if you want to come along, you can register a free place.
Yes. Yeah.
And join the discussion on the day, which I think is great.
Yeah. The details will be on our website or social media. But yeah, absolutely, all businesses can attend that, and students or academics can also come along.
I'm looking forward to riding the free bus from Ramsgate Station, because there's a free hydrogen
on that as well,
bus
so
ride
on
the day. Yeah, so that's the bit I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic, good. Just give us a shout out. I mean, we haven't spoken about it, but you know, give us a shout out for your website and contact details for Discovery Park, if you can, Kirsty.
Sure. So our website is discovery-park.co.uk. And we're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just at Discovery Park. So check us out.
Brilliant. And the event centre and everything is all on there as well, and details of that sustainability expo.
Yes.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Well, look, Kirsty, you're going to stay with us, because mm-hmm. we're going to be having a chat with Sam from Barclays Eagle Labs in the second part of the show. But for now, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play a little bit of music, and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the second part of the Biz Connect radio show today, everyone. As we were saying before the break, we've got two super guests with us. We've been talking with Kirsty Budden, who is the head of marketing at Discovery Park. And I'm delighted to say on the line we have Sam Hobbs, who works for Barclays Eagle Labs. Sam, lovely to have you with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know you're dialing in from Southampton, so
yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really glad that you're on the show today. We've been talking with Kirsty all about Discovery Park and all the exciting things that are happening down there, including the setup of a new Barclays Eagle Lab. But I think for everybody listening in today, could you tell us a little bit of background to the Barclays Eagle Labs initiative? And what you're all about, please, Sam.
Of course, yeah, of course. So so Eagle Lab started in Barclays back in 2015, where we had a branch in Cambridge that had kind of a double digit volume of customers and actually needed to be kind of repurposed. We it was a community that we really didn't want to leave, but we just needed to show up there in a very different way. So we actually opened in 2015 a makerspace, which kind of allowed businesses in the area access to things like 3D printers and laser cutters to be able to kind of prototype their products and ideas that they had. So that was the kind of starting of where we started back in 2015 and utilising our kind of real estate in a different way.
So you had a branch that was underutilised. Is that what you're saying? You simply weren't getting the footfall of customers through the door anymore. So you thought, well, what can we do with it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And our kind of chief scientific officer at the time had been visiting a few makerspaces in London and thought, actually, this is really cool. Let's bring this to Cambridge and see what happens. So we kind of noticed that actually local businesses were really interested in what we were doing, and we were actually able to help lots of businesses there kind of start to prototype their ideas. But what was interesting is that it wasn't just businesses that were coming in and seeing and utilizing the space. It was actually kind of startups and scale-ups and academia and corporates and local authorities were coming in. So it kind of evolved, and we ended up having this kind of really vibrant ecosystem that, you know, was fairly different to the ecosystem that would typically surround a branch.
And very kind of, it sounds to me, very kind of creative focused as well, in terms of, you know, creative solutions to problems. You mentioned things like, you know, 3D printers and what have you. So I guess, you know, digital, creative, all of that kind of, you know, played a key role there.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we started off with one kind of role type, which was our kind of Eagle Lab engineers. And this kind of developed into us introducing a new role called an ecosystem manager. So now across the kind of UK, we've got 38 locations, and each one has now an ecosystem manager who really kind of sits at the heart of being, I suppose, the, I call it the super connector in their locations. And helping those, you know, kind of startups, scale-ups, academia, corporates and local authorities kind of all come together.
Brilliant. So they have to be a very adept at networking, I'm assuming, and kind of building those relationships locally.
Absolutely. Mm. So, you know, since 2015, we've got 38 locations across the UK. In 2022, we had 26,000 attendees to our events.
Wow.
And our kind of member, alumni and program participants have gone on to raise around £2.28 billion.
Incredible.
So I just want to kind of touch on the, you know, the 26,000 attendees. Thinking about us as a bank, and last year having 26,000 attendees attend and interact with their bank in a very different way.
Mm.
You know, and that's really interesting. And that's why we can, you know, really enjoy doing what we do.
Yeah. So that is interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, people don't necessarily, you know, see the value in their bank, you know, day to day. But they do see the value in, you know, all of the other things that the bank can actually do for them in terms of connecting them, you know, offering them advice, offering them access to events and networking and everything else. So that's quite a sort of fundamental shift, isn't it, for you guys, I guess?
Absolutely. And, that, you know, I touched on the word, what I kind of commonly use around kind of being a super connector.
Mm.
But that's not only just in that ecosystem, but, you know, we have, you know, an enormous volume of colleagues that work for Barclays and all working in various different segments and parts of the bank with, you know, really interesting experience. So also that kind of super connector is connecting the businesses to our internal functions that have, you know, super exciting connections and support that they can offer as well.
And I guess, you know, as the, you know, the branch network downsizes inevitably, because it's happening across the board, you're very keen to kind of direct businesses to an Eagle Lab locally, for them to come in, have a conversation in a slightly different environment.
Absolutely. In a different environment, but also in a different way. You know, our Eagle Labs are not kind of there to support with our transactional banking,
mm-hmm.
but actually more there to support the growth and scale of businesses in the area.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. And so tell us a little bit about your role. You mentioned the kind of the ecosystem kind of managers in each of the individual labs. What's your role, Sam, within all of this?
Yeah, of course. So I actually, I've been in Barclays for 12 years now, and I joined Eagle Labs just coming up 4 years ago as an ecosystem manager myself, looking after our Southampton Eagle Lab, which I looked after for about 3 years. And then I had the wonderful opportunity to come and kind of lead a region across the UK, which is super exciting. So I suppose, how do I summarise my role? Every day is different, but, you know, We expect a lot from our ecosystem managers in terms of being that kind of trusted advisor in their ecosystems. So a large part of my role is making sure that we have the correct kind of skills and expertise, and we're always kind of developing their knowledge and skill set so they really can play a really key part in their local ecosystems.
Mm.
And whilst kind of, you know, being able to support that, I then get the great pleasure of being able to work with really interesting and really different partners across the UK to find out, you know, what's important to them, what is it they're trying to achieve, what are their objectives, but then also looking at amazing ways that we can identify kind of collaboration opportunities.
Because it is quite broad, isn't it, in terms of, you know, your kind of key support programs that you offer, you know, everything from kind of growth programs to specific industry specialisms, investor connectivity. So you need to have a sort of quite a broad range of skills on hand to be able to kind of to offer to businesses ultimately.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned some of our suite of proposition and support there, but you know, and it's always growing and evolving. And for us to ensure that, you know, it's supporting businesses, we have to, you know, be the experts. We have to stay kind of knowledgeable about you know, how they're changing or what's coming up next, but also listening. What the most important point is, listening to what's on the mind of businesses and feeding that in to see how that can help shape our future kind of programs and support.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. Well, look, Sam, I'm going to play a little bit of music now, but when we come back, I'd like to talk specifically about the new Eagle Lab down at Discovery Park, because I know you've got an exciting launch event coming up, and Andrew Pledger, who is the ecosystem manager at DP, won't be happy unless we mention it, basically, and mention his name in terms of registering for that. So do stay with us, Sam. We're going to play a little bit of music, and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the Biz Connect radio show, everybody. We've got two super guests with us today. We've been talking in the first part of the show with Kirsty Budden, the head of marketing for Discovery Park in Sandwich. And we've just been talking with Sam Hobbs, who is the regional ecosystem manager for Barclays Eagle Lab. Sam, lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're very keen to talk about some of the kind of the key programs and events that you actually put on as Barclays Eagle Labs, and obviously within that, you know, accessibility for the kind of the wider business community as well, not just necessarily Barclays customers. So tell us about some of the kind of key programs that you're spearheading at the moment, Sam.
Of course, yeah. So, you know, firstly, I just want to dispel the myth that, you know, we aren't just 38 physical locations across the UK. We are, you know, a national, we have a national presence of kind of program and proposition, which is then supported by 38 kind of physical locations. So, you know, the programs and our proposition has kind of really developed just from us getting closer to businesses and understanding what's important. So, you know, one of those, one of our kind of always on programs is our funding readiness programs. And that's applications are currently open for that, in fact, and that really aims to kind of demystify the available kind of funding options for businesses, looking at grant funding, VC funding, angel funding, and taking businesses through a 12-week program to kind of really educate and learn a bit more about that. Mm-hmm. What we figured out is when we kind of started Eagle Labs is that there were the real kind of pockets of industry specialisms around the UK in the kind of health and law and agri and digital and cyber and creative technologies. So we actually have supporting kind of nationally some industry leads that support specific industries with, you know, similar to our ecosystem managers, with access to those kind of connections, but then also kind of programs off the back of those.
Perfect.
So, you know, all businesses as well, you know, I talked about that kind of national piece, is that, you know, we have a ton of support through our website, through our kind of learning and insights tab, which is, you know, businesses can go on from anything from, you know, building a team to looking for funding, for kind of looking at kind of IP, all the common themes that businesses have challenges with. Mm-hmm. It's there, available to everyone via our website, which is great support.
So, in terms of when you're running events, you know, at an Eagle Lab, are they advertised on a sort of closed shop basis to customers only, or, you know, can any business within the community kind of, you know, access an event like that and come along and network and learn, for example?
No, absolutely. You know, we are Barclays, but actually our proposition, our programs, our spaces, they're open to all businesses in the UK. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be a Barclays customer to access kind of, you know, anything I've spoken about today.
Fantastic.
And, you know, events is interesting. So, you know, pre-COVID, all of our events were run in our local physical spaces. And they would be a mixture of kind of content-based events, but also, you know, we have a huge focus on community building and bringing, you know, the business community together. And something that's, you know, a real positive from COVID, you know, when all of our 38 spaces unfortunately had to close, we've built a really kind of strong national events program. And, you know, some of the national events that we've got coming up at the moment, we've got Accelerating Net Zero Innovation, finding your first customers, building MVP without code, which is really great because we're able to pull in some real kind of industry experts to come on and deliver via kind of YouTube some great national events, which is then complemented by, you know, local kind of more community-led events in our physical spaces.
So what's the best way to find out about all of those? I mean, is there a sort of a central Eagle Labs website where all these events are listed, for example? What, you know, how can people find out more?
Absolutely. So everything I've spoken about today is available through our website. So, you know, the best thing to do is just go on your browser, type in labs.uk.barclays, or just pop into Google and type in Eagle Labs or any other search engine. And on there you have all of our events are listed, both our national but also our local location-based events.
Fantastic.
Where you'll also find contacts from our kind of partners, our local ecosystem managers, and all the other support that we offer.
And presumably most of this support is kind of free to access for businesses as well. There isn't a charge in, you know, taking part in an online webinar, for example, or, you know, coming to one of your live events at an Eagle Lab.
No, you're absolutely right. I think I know for certain everything I've spoken about today is free for businesses to join.
Fantastic.
All of our kind of programs, and you know, the only time that there's a fee involved is if you do want to become a physical member in one of our spaces to utilize kind of like desk space or some of our co-working options.
Yeah. Well, on that note, let's bring the conversation round to that, because you have got this fabulous new Eagle Lab facility at Discovery Park. Kirsty's obviously here as well, so she can help shed some light on that. But I know you've got a launch event coming up, so you are actually open for business now. You are a co-working space. We talked about the startup zone proposition within Discovery Park, and dovetailing in with the Eagle Lab space in terms of actually that space would suit me better rather than being in the specific startup zone. So you can kind of transfer across the two. But tell us about your fabulous launch event that you've got coming up on the 23rd of March. And are you coming, Sam, all the way from Southampton?
Absolutely. I cannot wait. I'm really looking forward to it. So, you know, firstly, just to mention, we're absolutely delighted to be partnered with Discovery Park in Kent. And they, they have transformed an incredible kind of 8,000 square foot space into an Eagle Lab, which is there for, you know, both kind of members to work and utilize the space, but also for the existing businesses across the park to come and use as a collaboration space. So, we've appointed an excellent ecosystem manager called Andrew Pledger, who already has a great book of contacts in the area. And I know that he would be kind of delighted for, many people to join us to kind of officially launch it on the 23rd. So you can contact Andrew for andrew.pledger, that's PLEDGER at barclays.com, if you'd like an invitation. And I would love to kind of meet you face to face.
So fantastic. So come along, see the space. I mean, you do have to register. Discovery Park is a closed site, obviously, in terms of, for security purposes. But anyone can come along, see the site, network on the day, on the evening, enjoy a glass of fizz probably as well, Kirsty.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. And just find out more about all the kind of fabulous support programs that are on offer down there. We were talking, Sam, in the first part of the show about the fact that, at the moment, Discovery Park are offering that kind of startup zone, Eagle Lab space for £99 plus VAT per month, for micro entrepreneurs, for example. So it really is a no-brainer in many ways, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, for £99 plus VAT, you get access to a incredible space, but then also the skills and expertise of Andrew, who is there as your ecosystem manager to help the businesses in the zone.
Yeah, fantastic.
I think it's also important to add that Barclays have the industry experts in health tech, energy tech and agri tech, which are key specialisms that really complement our science and technology community. Mm. Isn't that right, Sam? So that's, another
Absolutely.
Draw of us working together.
Absolutely. And we're always, whilst we have, one physical ecosystem manager on site, we're constantly working with the kind of wider Eagle Labs and Barclays support with Discovery Park to kind of bring as much as we possibly can.
Fantastic. Well, look, Kirsty and Sam, it's been wonderful to have you both on the show today, showcasing that the wonderful facility and growing resource that is Discovery Park over in Sandwich. Thank you so much for both of you for being on the show. We do have to bring the show to a close, unfortunately. We have run out of time again. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with another couple of super fabulous guests on the show. But for now, I guess all that remains to do is say thank you to our listeners for tuning in today. And thank you so much to our guests for being with us today. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks,
Thank
Sam.
You too. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.